The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Wally.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just found out that my baby boy, Stoney, just passed his driver's test, and he got his driver's license. Wow! Oh, my baby, he was a baby. He was just a little egg. I remember when he was born, I would have never even thought he would be in the car. I know, designated driver. I know, I'm excited. But no. No, I wouldn't ever drink in front of him anyway. But wow, my baby gets to drive. I'm not scared anymore. I have been scared this whole year. As soon as he turned 15 and he was counting the days and minutes till he turned 16 and when he could get his driver's license, I've been freaking out. Okay? I've asked for Ambien prescriptions. I've been praying more than I've ever prayed. But I think, like, today I'm just numb. So I found out he passed. And I'm kind of excited for him. And I think the reason why I, rather than being upset and scared like I thought I was, and, you know, on air, I was, you know, just, I was having a complete BF in front of everybody that I was so scared he was driving. I think the reason why now I'm not having that feeling is maybe part of me is relieved that he's starting to become a man. Yeah, he's kind of going through all the, you know, puberty stuff. He's already tall, and his feet are bigger than mine, and he can already out-wrestle me and outrun me. That's when I know I'm in trouble, when I can't give him a beat down because he can outrun me. Not that we don't beat our kids. You know what I'm saying. That's figuratively, right? I can't tickle him, okay, there. Okay, he can outrun me when I try to tickle him. But the kid can outrun me, and that's scary because I used to be pretty fast. And now my baby can outrun me? Oh, man. But I think maybe what it is we parents worry. And one of the biggest worries we have is that our kids can't take care of themselves. All right? And maybe selfishly, we wish that, you know, they keep needing us and they keep relying on us. But it looks like my body is taking over what my mind won't let it do. And my body's like, good. Now he can operate a car. You know, he passed, even though I'm still, you know, scared about him driving. If anything, God forbid, happens to you, you know that he could be there or he could take care of the younger brother or whatever. And it's a relief. It really is. And so, you know, I'm a parent just like many of you, and many of you are at different stages of parenting. Some of you guys have a little baby running around the house, you know, peeing up the place and waking you up at night, and you have to baby-proof everything, and you can't actually go out to the movies. You have to find a drive-in because they make noise, and they go to the bathroom, and they scream. And, you know, ha-ha, been there, done that. You know what? You guys got to deal with that now. And then many of you have kids that are already grown up, having grandkids, and you're dealing with daughter-in-law issues or son-in-law issues or not being able to see the kids. And I'm right now at the stage where I got to start letting go. I'm going from where they're my babies, and I am trying to hug them up to my bosom and not let them go, to letting them be independent and figuring out how to navigate the freeways of Las Vegas. Which, by the way, it's very difficult to drive in Las Vegas. The freeways are nice, but everybody is so busy looking at the lights that I really suggest we move the freeways as far away. I don't know how to do it, but any freeway going near the strip, everybody's like, ooh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Ooh, I could see this. Ooh, I could. No. You know, they're even thinking about getting rid of the drives, streets in between the hotels, because people are sitting there looky-looing. And I know it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous city, but they're sitting there driving and nobody drives forward, and then there's traffic, and then there's people walking, and, you know, so I'm a little nervous with Baby Stone driving, but he's my baby. I'll always love him. And he's all grown up. Now, this is where I'm going to start. Okay, I'm in La La Land today. Tomorrow, I'm going to start freaking out because it's any day that I am going to be having to deal with him having a girlfriend. And that is not going to go well in my house. Let me just say that. Okay, that's going to get ugly. By the way, we have a story out now saying reversible condomless male birth control is going to be here soon, as early as 2018. There, don't tell my son that. Okay, as far as my son knows, he's going to get somebody pregnant, his life will be ruined, and to not even go there. And to just come home and watch movie night with mom rather than going out on a date Saturday night. That's right now what we're telling my son. So everybody kind of back me up on this. But for those of you guys out there having fun, there's a promising new study on the effectiveness of VasoGel. VasoGel is a reversible birth control injection for men. It is now slated to be available to all men in 2018. It's a gel that's injected into the penis, and once it's there, it blocks sperm from leaving the vas deferens, kind of like a vasectomy, but a temporary vasectomy. And it says without the painful surgery, although I don't see how an injection... Oh, I see. It's probably not injected by a needle. I hope it's not by a needle. In the study released today, 12 male rabbits were injected with the VasoGel. Of those 12 test rabbits, 11 were found to be azoospermic, meaning completely no sperm in their semen for an entire year after the injection. Now, this study was small and done on animals, but the researchers are optimistic about what it means for human dudes. This is according to Cosmopolitan.com. They say the length of effectiveness could even be longer in human men, not because of literal length, obviously. And that's good news for guys who, I guess, feel squeamish about getting injections. So these looks like our actual injections, not just, yeah. It's hormone-free. And so basically, it works by blockage. It's a gel that causes blockage. That's kind of interesting. Makes you wonder, why don't we just make a cervical block also for women? But that's very hard because then women have, let the men do it. That's fine. Then, after scientists flushed the gel in rabbits, given a second injection, the semen sample showed a rapid return of sperm. So that shows the reversibility. So there's going to be the first human male trial that is scheduled to launch later this year. It'll take about 6 months. A key component to human trials going forward will be training physicians to administer the injection. Although listeners said physicians who do no scalpel vasectomies will probably be the next best group of people to do VasoGel. Alright. Hey, I'm for it. I don't see anything wrong with it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, remember I told you I wanted to name one of my kids Et Al? E-T-A-L? Not because it's ethnic or anything like that, but because when you look at all these people who write journal articles and publish papers, it's Smith et al., Jones et al., and I guess et al. Kind of, you know, means some of the other doctors in the group, you know, like their team. So I figured if my kid's name was et al., then he could be published, I mean, be, you know, published thousands of journal articles by the age of five, and you know, he could be a hero. Well, there's another con out there that seems to be even more clever than that, and I never had the guts to name my kid at all. There's a gentleman who changed his last name when he was in his 20s to the last name of Null. His name is Raven Felix with now a last name of Null, N-U-L-L. He's 24 years old, and Null, according to many IT systems, means, quote-unquote, absence of data. So, because his last name is Null, he ends up not getting billed for many items that he's bought. The man claims to have been given 7 free nights at 7 different hotels and free of charge car rental after his changing his last name to Null. He was 24. He says he changed his surname after becoming an adult and claims that the word Null is incompatible with a lot of computer programming, leading to many systems not recognizing him as a person. The programming fault means that when an employee puts the word Null into the last name, the system will recognize it as an absence of data, will refuse to validate it. And the glitch often results in an IT failure where he just doesn't get billed. So he's basically got a lot of freebie stuff. The IT manager revealed the trick on a thread on Reddit where he goes by the username Koala Humper, saying, "I have gotten a lot of free stuff because the code gives an error to the effect of last name can't be left blank. And the person helping me will just put my info in later, but they never do or they can't." That's another thing, too. If you guys think you're losing money in your office or your medical, medical per se, or any sort of organization or store, a lot of staff, when they just don't have the time or they don't have the desire, they're just going to let it go. And so your staff is probably giving away a lot of freebies. If he encounters any problems with the employee who's struggling, he threatens to sue for discrimination, which usually convinces them to leave the troublesome glitch to a later point of the day. They'll either forget about it or they'll give up. And he says, "I usually just accuse them of oppressing me and threaten to sue them for discriminating against me due to my name. The manager will come over, say we'll add it later. People are so afraid of a PR nightmare these days," quote unquote. He says, "I would never actually sue for something like that. I understand why it is a problem, but still, it needs to be fixed." He goes, "Yes, I know I'm a blank blank. However, if someone still said they couldn't do it after threatening to be sued, I'd probably congratulate them and tell them how many people I have ripped off by doing that." Okay, so here he is bragging. And I got to tell you something. All right, this is what really, really frustrates me. You have people that spend so much time figuring out how to work a system. And if they just spent 1/1,000th of that energy or that ingenuity, they could have a really good paying job. Okay? It blows my mind. There's got to be something about getting something for nothing that is a high for these people. And I have to admit, okay, I mean, I can afford to go to a restaurant, you know, like a Chili's or whatever, without needing a coupon. Okay, if I plan to go to Chili's with the kids, I already have in my budget that we're going to spend X amount on dinner at Chili's. But I still go to RetailMeNot, one of my favorite apps, to see if there's any freebies. Sometimes you get a free dessert. Sometimes they talk about the 2 for $20. And I will still want to use a coupon. Why? Because I want to feel like I'm getting a deal. There's something euphoric about getting a deal or getting something for free. That's why gambling is so addictive. You sit down, let's say you're looking at roulette, you got a very pretty table of green with red and black, which, by the way, the colors all have psychology behind them, right? So green is very inviting, it's very relaxing, and you're attracted to green. You're drawn towards green. Green is a color that's kind of a safety color. If you think, you know, you think blue is more relaxing, I love blue, but blue, no, because in nature, blue means water. And if you're going to go towards something, you're not going to go towards water in nature because water could be hazardous. Water could sweep you out to sea. But when you see green, it means land. Also green, like grass and pastures, you know there's no lions and tigers and bears, oh my, sitting there ready to attack. So the green, there's a lot of reasons for green, but that's one of the psychological reasons why a lot of tables are green. I notice the tables that are blue or mahogany red, I don't think they do as well. I don't think it does the same. But a green table, I think, psychologically draws people to stay there more, and they need to study this. Another thing is then when you look at the red and the black. So roulette, for example, everything is so well demarcated, really nice lines and columns, etc., that you want to grab them. You want to touch the red and the black. Now, you are not allowed to touch a casino table. You could do a pretend touch or get a little bit of a touch when you put your chips down on the table, but you're not supposed to. But the image that you get when you look at a roulette table, you just want to grab black 17 or red 32. And more so the black. The black is even more inviting than the red. And then you bet, and you see all these choices, and you want to sprinkle your chips around all these choices. And then more tantalizing is you got the roulette table up at the top, and then the ball goes, and the ball is a nice silver shiny ball, and it bounces, and you hear the bouncing against the wood, so now it's tantalizing the ears, and then you have the hope, and you're looking at your colors, and you're looking at the chips, and you're playing with your chips, and you're looking at the people around you, and you got the green, and you got the dealer, and you got the pit boss. And all of a sudden it lands on 00. And you're like, oh, unless, of course, you bet on the basket. And you always got to put something on the basket so you cover your zeros. But anyway, and then it's all over, but you want to do it again. And you want to do it again. I've talked to you guys about the psychology of casinos. You know, the bathrooms are never very easy to get to. The bathrooms are usually deep, deep, deep into the casino. Okay? So, you know, you, in order to get to the bathroom, you got to travel past how many tables just to get, or slot machines just to get to the bathroom. So hopefully you play some more. The carpet is usually not a very relaxing carpet. Okay? We don't want you to look at the carpet and want to leave. We want you to avoid the carpet. Okay? And the carpet is, back in the 80s and the 90s, I remember it being very disturbing looking. A lot of angles and black and orange and just colors that was really not inviting for you to want to walk on it. And so you end up wanting to sit. Alright, you know, not to mention the chips, the feeling of the chips are so soft and you just want to hold them, and when you lose a chip you want more. I mean, the way they're made has a very special texture to it where you just want to sit there and hold chips. Now, I'm not a gambler, but I've been in casinos enough because my father gambled I didn't understand why would anybody go back to a casino who lost his money? Why? Because of the psychological traps. It's fascinating. It really is fascinating. So I want to do a study on that. But, we don't anymore have the slot machines with the ching, 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 ching. Those slot machine sounds, those used to be very exciting because you would hear somebody winning. Now everything is all kind of automated, so their money goes on a card, so you don't hear the clanging of the coins. And that's changed things a lot. Casinos are quieter. Casinos used to be noisier, like a county fair or like a arcade outlet. It was very fun. It was very playgroundish, and now it's starting to get quieter. And what's so attractive in a casino? When you see a whole bunch of people by a craps table screaming and yelling, you get drawn to it. So there's a lot of cool things that casinos do to make you want to stay and gamble. And so it's, maybe that's why people like to con and stuff, because they just like to feel like they get something for free and that they want something that other people can't. Kind of makes them feel higher in the animal, hierarchy. Interesting. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results else killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we talked a little bit about how the FBI hacked into the iPhone used by gunman Syed Farouk. He and his wife had shot up a bunch of people during a Christmas party. In fact, they're co-workers, and they killed 14 people last December. Well, we find out yesterday that an Israeli company was the one that helped the FBI in unlocking the iPhone, as the iPhone is now publicly asking for details on how the FBI was able to hack them. Look, it serves them right, you know, for not, you know, jumping in to help. Like I said yesterday, we are at war. You don't sit here and try to continue the facade that iPhones are completely foolproof in terms of security. All right? You know, we're at war now. We have people attacking us, killing Americans. You know, it doesn't matter how many sales you have the potential to lose. We all work together because you're not going to sell iPhones to dead Americans. So I'm a little upset with Apple, and I have an Apple product. I may not after this. I'm really frustrated. But I am very proud of the FBI and Israel working together, which I've been saying for years, guys. Israel could help us a lot with a lot of these issues. Israel Cellebrite is a provider of mobile forensic software that says it does business with thousands of law enforcement and intelligence agencies, militaries, and governments in more than 90 countries. An official source told NBC News that the company had helped. Neither the FBI nor Cellebrite, however, has confirmed the reports. Now, the FBI hacked into the iPhone used by gunman Syed Farouk. The iPhone issued to Farouk by his employer, the county health department, was found in a vehicle the day after the shooting. So the FBI is reviewing the information from the iPhone as we speak. It's unclear whether anything useful can be found because we don't know if he already tried to erase a lot of it. The great deal of there should be a way to be able to find what's erased. I mean, you know, for those of us that delete an email, there's a way to get those back. So that'll be interesting to see. They say Cellebrite was founded in 1999. It's a subsidiary of Japan's Suncor and has had contacts with the FBI dating back since 2013. The firm makes devices that allow law enforcement to extract and decode data, such as contacts, pictures, and text messages, from more than 15,000 kinds of smartphones and other mobile devices. It also makes commercial products that companies can use to help their customers transfer data from old phones to new ones. That's what I need, because I have all these old phones with baby pictures, and when the phone died, I don't know how to get the pictures off, so I suppose I could use them for that. Anyway, sure, it'll cost some money, though, but, you know, I need to do it. Apple even uses Cellebrite devices in some of its stores. Suncor shares have more than doubled in the 6 weeks since Apple published its letter refusing to help the FBI. So the FBI's announcement now is a public setback for Apple as consumers suddenly discover they can't keep their most personal information safe, and Apple remains in the dark about how to restore the security of its flagship product. They brought this on themselves, okay? You know, everybody was mad at the subprime loans and the banks for lying to customers about the security they have in their home and the financial security that they'll have with the loan. Yet nobody says nothing about the phone makers and computer developers and software developers. Nobody, you know, is honest about how there's no privacy. This is what is such a farce about all of this. And I'm really frustrated. And guys, you know, as Americans, you got to be smarter than this. You have to know that anything could be hacked. Anything could be getting into. There's data footprints. And I don't know much about computers, but what I do know is they get hacked. And I do know that nothing is safe and nothing is beyond anybody from seeing, you know, and as we try to, you know, get away from paper charts with medicine, and as we're putting, people's personal information and trusting a handheld unit that could get dropped in a toilet and everything get destroyed and ruined, kids, adults, we're all training ourselves to not memorize phone numbers anymore, not memorize birthdays, not memorize addresses. We don't even know how to drive around cities because we'll just GPS it. We need to stop that. And I am very, very proud of America and Israel working together. Okay, this is exactly what we need. Israel is very well known for their intelligence and their ability to, protect against outside terrorism. They're not able to do it at 100%, as you could see with stabbings and kidnappings and a variety of other things that Israel seems to endure over and over again. But they've been able to thwart off thousands upon thousands of attacks. Let's get some advice from them, work together. I know America doesn't want to look like they have to get advice from the Israelis, but I got to tell you, it's about time, you know, somebody had the gumption, or what we call a chutzpah, to just go and, you know, hack the damn phone to see what we could find. And maybe there's nothing on there. People are going to be mad. If there's nothing on there or nothing gets revealed what's on there, there's going to be a whole big firestorm. Wow, security now has been breached. An iPhone's going to look like a hero. And they're going to, you know, and now it's going to be all about, you know, people privacy. But guys, computers aren't private. If you want privacy, maybe have a diary that's all locked up and you hold it very closely tight against your chest. Other than that, there's nothing really private. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of lack of privacy, Von Miller, football star, I think he played for the Broncos, we are being told that he is quote-unquote blowing away the competition on Dancing with the Stars by upsetting his dance partner, Whitney Carson, because he has flatulence. They say that Miss Whitney has started to fine him the NFL or the team did $100 per fart. Von Miller says, at this point, she's taking advantage of me. And I guess there's a montage clip of him farting his way through rehearsal. Now, Carson says she's going to take this money from his farts, and because she suffered from melanoma, she's going to donate the money to the Skin Cancer Foundation. And I guess he got fined 20 out of, well, how did he get fined? Anyway, I don't know. But I guess he got fined on the Broncos for farting as well. Again, no privacy. No privacy at all. Now, there's a report revealing doctor DUIs, botched surgeries, and other medical horror stories out of California, according to a new Consumer Reports investigation. The website has been known to review household items and things like that, but now it's called the Safe Patient Project. And the company analyzed legally obtaining licensing records that detail the mistakes of California doctors on probation to raise awareness about the issue of patient transparency. Among the company's discovered missteps in California, a doctor who removed the wrong ovary in a woman, which she hadn't realized until she got home and was suffering pain, they say. A doctor's inattention to a man's fractured thigh bone that eventually required a leg amputation. A family practice physician and her cardiologist's husband, who ordered more than 4 million doses of hydrocodone in 15 months, but documented only a fraction of it. They say about 1.25 million doctors have practiced medicine in the U.S. since 1990, and that's when the Department of Health and Human Services started collecting data on medical malpractice and disciplinary action among licensed healthcare professionals. According to the report, over that time, more than 192,000 doctors, or 15%, have had at least one malpractice payout. I'm surprised that it's not more than that. Here's my only issue. I love the idea of transparency and knowing if your doctor messed up. The only thing that I think has to be corrected is if a doctor, let's say, is sued because somebody doesn't like a scar, there's a little baby scar, the doctor tried their hardest, the malpractice company told the doctor, look, just settle. And then that malpractice case shows up. It doesn't go into the details. Well, the malpractice company told me to settle, otherwise I would have to pay the $30,000 claim. You see? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration is 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Make sure you check out the website because I will post health headlines. I'm also going to start doing that on the website as well, as well as my Facebook page, Twitter, etc. Because sometimes I can't get to everything and I want to make sure you guys are up to speed. Really quickly here, the World Health Organization has again said Ebola, the emergency of Ebola is over. World Health Organization says the epidemic is now no longer an international public health emergency. And I always said they need to hold off doing that and we shouldn't jinx anything. But I get the problem is these countries that have been economically devastated need somebody to, you know, spread the word and say, look, you guys all don't have to panic. There may only be a case or two, et cetera. It's still safe for you to come. And, you know, these companies need to be able to get back into business. And with the way media goes, one case of Ebola gets, you know, blown out of proportion, even though one case is enough to cause an epidemic. But when you're a country, and a very big country, it's like one case in, let's say, Maine affects the commerce of Phoenix, Arizona. This is why these countries need help. Dr. Margaret Chan, the Director General of the World Health Organization, said in a news briefing that she was accepting the recommendations of an emergency committee, which concluded that West African countries had the ability to contain the small number of new cases that continue to arise and that the likelihood of international spread is low. Because remember, Ebola's been around for years, and it's going to continue to be around for years. So how many more years does the country need to have the designation that there's an emergency going on and people can't come and do commerce and visit and travel, etc.? Not that people are going to jump to visit Liberia or Sierra Leone anytime soon. And there are going to be cases of Ebola smoldering for some time. All right, Ebola's been around before. It's going to be around again. But they say, according to this committee, that West African countries can handle the cases. They know exactly what to do. They already have a system in place. As soon as there is a reported case, they know to put them in isolation. They know to watch the family members. They know to test everybody. And they have treatments in place. So at that point, you know, do we have to say that it's still an epidemic? Dr. Chan called on nations that had imposed restrictions on interaction with the three countries to, quote, immediately lift any ban on travel and trade. Remember, the Ebola outbreak started back in December 2013. Ground Zero, Family Zero, was a young family where multiple people died. Nobody understood the ramifications of that, and unfortunately, it turned into 28,000 people getting sick and more than 11,300 people dying. The World Health Organization said in a statement that all three countries have made it successfully through a 42-day observation period and a 90-day surveillance period without any cases linked to the original transmission chain of the virus. That's the key. The last country to achieve that status was Guinea, which completed the 90-day period 2 days ago. So the original outbreak has come to an end. The original chains of transmission, meaning that whatever started with the original outbreak in 2013 should be done. If there's any other cases that happen, these would be new Ebola, because Ebola isn't eradicated by any means. These would be new Ebola cases. The only thing I have to say is, guys, remember how a year later some of the patients came back with Ebola affecting them? So I'd still caution them on using that terminology. So as we watch for flare-ups, etc., at least downgrading the emergency status may help their economy and help trade start to resume. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I urge you guys to watch the O.J. Simpson story on FX. What's it called? People versus O.J. Simpson. This last episode was on the infamous Mark Furman's racist tapes. Apparently, the full transcript of this was the detective that I think found the glove. There were multiple racial slurs, anti-women, Hispanic, black comments made in these tapes, from what we understand, he had done 13 hours of taped interviews, and he had given them to a screenwriter, Lauren McKinney, and he had been talking about the LAPD. And then he speaks ill of a former female superior on the force, and she ended up being Judge Lance Ito's wife. And he insinuates that she got to her position with sexual favors, etc. And so the tape's almost called a mistrial because you have Judge Lance Ito possibly related to a person that Mark that there wasn't supposed to be any association with the judge and the case, but now you have one of the key witnesses who found the glove insulting the wife of Judge Ito. Very, very fascinating details that many of us forget about because the O.J. Simpson case went on and on and on that none of us had time to watch it all. So seeing an 8 or 9 week series that truncates it, pretty fascinating. I think Mark Furman has a radio show now. And I know I've seen him on the news, you know, a variety of times. I think he comments on terrorism and security, etc. But for those of you that want to read them, they are. I don't have them on my site. I don't want to because of the language. But there was a. There's a lot of that is circulating now. Piece of work. This is what the O.J. Simpson trial, I remember, centered around. I mean, if you think back to the 90s, you think of the glove, and you think of Mark Furman and the tapes. And, you know, O.J. Simpson was acquitted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you who smoke, you might want to rethink things because smoking rechanges not only your lung linings and affects your oxygenation, but it also changes the microbiome of your mouth. Not the microbiome. Yes, it changes the microbiome. Apparently, what smoking does is it'll decrease some of your good bacteria and it could increase some of the bad bacteria. And researchers analyzed the mix of about 600 bacterial species in the mouths of more than 1,200 Americans. All were 50 or older. The group included smokers, former smokers, and people who never smoked. Current smokers had significantly increased growth of more than 150 bacterial species, while 70 other species showed sharp decreases. Proteobacteria species accounted for less than 5% of overall bacteria in mouths of smokers compared to 12% of non-smokers. Now, the proteobacteria is what helps break down toxic chemicals introduced by smoking. Smokers also added 10% more species of streptococcus. Now, strep causes strep throat. It promotes tooth decay. So nothing you want to enhance or over-accentuate by any means. So they say researchers found that mouth bacteria would return to normal after a person quits smoking. May take 10 years, may take a few years, but it did revert. Now, for some of you guys that have abdominal issues, I would maybe tell you to take a look at your smoking habits because whatever is in your mouth ends up in your gut eventually. So you end up swallowing the bacteria. And if this new bacteria doesn't seem to jive with your body, then unfortunately you could end up having bowel issues. So it was an interesting study, and it was very simple to do, by the way. You just kind of take a look at microbiomes. I can look at microbiomes all day long. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.